This is an audio test for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans versus the Salem Red Sox, game one of six. This is another audio test on microphone number two for the Salem Red Sox and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. This is an audio test on microphone number two for the Salem Red Sox and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans.
It's a beautiful day in Salem, Virginia, as we get started bright and early, 11:05. First pitch for the streaking Myrtle Beach Pelicans coming to town for game one of a six-game series. They're at 15-6, winning 10 of their last 11. Meanwhile, a struggling Salem Red Sox team at 10-11 will play host. It's Kevin DiDomenico and Andy Losey taking you the distance as we take a look at the Myrtle Beach starting lineup. Cole Roeder will lead off and be in right field. Juan Mora, the DH, will bat second. James Triantos will be at third, batting third. Kevin Alcantara will be in center, batting fourth. Kevin Madej will be at short, batting fifth. Malcolm Quintero behind the dish, batting sixth. Miguel Fabrizio at first base, batting seventh. Reginald Preciado at second base, batting eighth. And hitting ninth, Ezekiel Pagan, he'll be in left field. They will face Tyler Uberstein, who's been great for the Red Sox. His last start went going four innings, four hits, two walks, five strikeouts, and no runs given up. Well, we take a look at the last series that the Red Sox played in, winning just two out of the six games against Lynchburg. They've lost eight out of the last 10 games. Myrtle Beach, one of the hottest teams in the Carolina League right now, winning 10 of their last 11. We bring in Andy Losey for a recap of that Lynchburg series.
Tough series for the Salem Red Sox, Kevin. The bats could not get going. About 17 to 18 strikeouts in two separate performances against the Hillcats. They start off the year strong, winning two series in a row, but now they have dropped back-to-back, the first one coming against Charleston and now one against Lynchburg.
It's a beautiful 73 degrees for game number 22 of the season, game one of a six-game series between the Red Sox and the Pelicans. In with your play-by-play, here's Andy Losey.
Thanks so much, Kevin. 11:05 a.m. is first pitch, and it's away from Uberstein as it's low and inside for ball number one. Cole Roederer is going to get us going in tonight's action. As Uberstein steps in, another swing and a miss evens the count at one ball and one strike. Well, Cole Roederer has been battling with some injuries so far in his time with the Cubs organization. Had Tommy John surgery in 2021, and he will belt this one past the diving Bonazzi at second. A leadoff single for Cole Roederer, and the Pelicans have their leadoff batter on in this top of the first inning. First pitch time at 11:04 a.m. It is Education Day at the ballpark. A very, very youthful crowd. We're expecting a lot of energy out of these kids today. It's almost summertime. And what can feel more like summer than watching some Carolina League baseball? First pitch of the at-bat will go down the middle for ball number one as Juan Mora steps in as a designated hitter for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. DHing for today's game. Roederer at first, having a little bit of a lead, as we see Miller holding the bag a bit. High and inside, the count goes two balls and zero strikes. So we'll see Juan Moore. We'll also see James Triantos at least bat in this top of the first inning. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. This is skied up right by the first base bag into foul territory. And Tyler Miller, the first baseman, makes the grab for out number one. Tonight's umpires, we have Christopher Jenke behind the plate calling the balls and strikes, while we have Juan Gomez out on the base paths. We'll have this crew for the entire six-game series between the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Salem Red Sox. One away so far, it is a 0-0 ball game. Cole Roederer with a single. He stays on first. First pitch is going to be low and outside for Triantos, the third baseman today for Myrtle Beach. Another 1-0 count for a Pelicans batter. Roederer with a slight lead, but Miller holding on the bag. The 1-0, this will be popped up in foul territory, and it will go just to the right of us here in the press box to even the count at one ball and one strike. So kids filing on in, left and right to our seats, as it's going to be a check back at first base from Uberstein to Tyler Miller, but the tag will be a little bit late, so he will be safe at first. 1-1 count. Triantos will hit this down to third base. Jordan over to Paulino. One hop to Miller. It's a 5-4-3 double play. And that one will get the kids excited for sure. Three up, three down for Tyler Uberstein. And the Salem Red Sox will come to the offensive side in the bottom half of the first inning. We'll get you that Salem Red Sox starting lineup and look at tonight's starter for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans when we come back to Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning between the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Salem Red Sox. Edison Paulino will lead things off for the Red Sox. The shortstop, who was able to turn the double play in the top half of the inning, will lead us off. First pitch is upstairs for ball number one. And let's introduce tonight's starting pitcher for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It is Tyler Schlaefer. As he fires the 1-0, it's swung on and missed by Paulino to even the count at one ball and one strike. Well, this is the fifth start of the season for Schlaefer. He is 0-1 on the year. The 1-1 is popped up down the third baseline. Working over to foul territory will be Triantos, and he will run out of room as it lands in the Salem Red Sox dugout. The count will go to one ball and two strikes. In his first start of the season, he only lasted 2 2/3 of an inning and was given a losing decision. He's had no decision in the last three contests against Augusta, Delmarva, and Columbia. So the fifth team that Tyler Schlaefer will face this season. 1-2 pitch. Paulino watches it go above the letters for ball number two to even the count at two balls and two strikes. Second season that Schlaefer is in Myrtle Beach as the 2-2 pitch goes low and inside for ball number three. Last year with the Pelicans, he went 2-5 in his 9 starts. The payoff pitch from Schlaefer, it's popped up down the third baseline again. This will trek well into the seats and land in the concourse area of the ballpark. Well, Paulino is a 2-2-1 hitter in 2022. His OPS is at a .716, and this is a hot shot single down the first baseline. It's off the bag and into right field. Base hit for Paulino as he turns at first and has a stand-up leadoff double for the Salem Red Sox. He couldn't have placed that baseball anywhere better, and it's a runner in scoring position for the Red Sox in the bottom of the first. We saw him and Alan Lynchburg go 5 of 14 in his last three games. On Sunday, he went 3 of 5. Saw Paulino hitting his stride over these last few days. And now we'll see Briner Bonazzi, the second baseman, step up to the plate. First pitch he sees just outside for ball number one. We didn't really get to see Bonazzi a ton in the last home series against the Charleston River Dogs, but returned to the lineup quite often against the Lynchburg Hillcats, which is a great sight to see. Schlaefer fires the 1-0 pitch. It swung on and missed from Briner Bonazzi, and the count goes one ball and one strike. We should expect today to see from Schlaefer a four-seam fastball, curveball, and a changeup. He just got Bonazzi on the curveball. 1-1 pitch away. Bonazzi out to right center field. It drops for a base hit.
sent home is Paulino, and he scores. Back-to-back hits for the Salem Red Sox, and they're on the board. It's a 1-0 Salem Red Sox lead. Brian Urbonazzi with an RBI single. And the two batters we've seen so far for Salem have gotten on base. A hot start indeed from Salem, something we didn't see often against Charleston or Lynchburg. But here in this early morning matchup, the Red Sox are wide awake. It's Miguel Ugueto zone for strike number one. So a Paulino double, a Bonazzi single, and Salem up 1-0 the bottom of the first. An 0-1 count to Miguel Ugueto. Pitches away. This is skied up towards center field, but coming out will be the shortstop, who is called off by the center fielder, Alcantara, and he makes the catch for out number one. So the Pelicans are able to retire their first Salem Red Sox batter of today's action. It comes against Miguel Ugueto, and the cleanup hitter of Nathan Hickey will come to the plate with Bonazzi on at first base. Difficult play there for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Had to use some communication. Not much wind affecting the ballpark today. Our dimensions are 325 to left and right, and the attempted pickoff back at first is successful. Schlaefer gunned it over to Fabrizio and got the tag on Brian Bonazzi. So two outs now in the bottom of the first inning. A tough break for Salem, who now have two outs on the board, and the base is cleared for Hickey as the 0-0 pitch goes through the glove of the catcher of Quintero and into the backstop. Would have been an opportunity for Bonazzi to move to second, but he is back in the dugout. 1-0 pitch, fires waves from Lafer, and it's in the zone for strike number one. Just showing the speed of the pitch clock there. The ball boy for Salem wasn't even back in the dugout retrieving the pitch just yet. 1-1 pitch, Hickey will watch it come down the middle, but goes low for ball number two. Hickey is a 262 hitter in 2022, a solid OPS of an 883, and now will belt this out to right center field, and it will find the bottom of the glove of the center fielder of Alcantara. Well, Salem coming out red hot. A Paulino double, followed by a Bonazzi single, gives them a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. Solid start from Salem. We'll see Tyler Uberstein come back for another inning of work in the top of the second. You're listening to SalemRed.TV. Top of the second inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Red Sox hold a 1-0 lead over the Pelicans as we move to the middle of the order for Myrtle Beach. First pitch on the way from Uzai is rocketed out to left center field, and it will hit off the wall as Alcantara will have a comfortable stand-up double. First pitch he sees of the afternoon, a well-hit baseball, and the first runner in scoring position for Myrtle Beach as they look to respond after getting up a run at the bottom of the first inning of play. For the rest of the Pelicans' starting order, Kevin DiDomenico was able to read it out before the game started. Kevin Made will now come to the bat. We'll also see Malcolm Quintero in this inning as a little timeout is called for Alcantara. Shin guard from the first base coach of Myrtle Beach. Miguel Fabrizio bats seventh for this team as Uberstein takes a long look, fires the pitch, a nice changeup, gets him to swing and miss for strike number one. Renegal Preciato bats eighth for Myrtle Beach. And Ezekiel Pega batting ninth for Myrtle Beach. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. This will be popped up down the first baseline and Trek's foul to bring the count to 0-2. Well, try to find a better hitter than Kevin Made. He's a 1.000 batting average. Only one appearance so far this season. He went 2-2. That came back on Easter Sunday. So over 2 weeks, we haven't seen Made in the starting lineup as he sits on the 0-2 pitch as it falls outside and low for ball number one. A 1-2 count. Alcantara is at second base with a slight lead. Bonazzi hovering the bag a bit, but Uberstein focused on the batter at hand. 1-2 pitch, and it misses just low and away, even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. We look at the defensive alignment today for the Salem Red Sox. Ugueto out at left field, Lopez at center, and Vaughn in right field. Uberstein takes a long look. He will step and fire away. It's grounded back up the middle, and it's a diving play by Nonazzi. Fires the first in time for Miller. Runner comes home. Hickey's tag is not in time, and Myrtle Beach has knotted up at one. Alcantara with the aggressive base running came all the way over from second on a fielder's choice, and it paid off. And Myrtle Beach being down only 1-0 for a matter of 5 minutes before they're able to drive in the game-tying run. It's 1-1 here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bases are now clear with one out as Malcolm Quintero will step to the plate. Uberstein fires the pitch right down the middle for strike number one. But obviously, the Myrtle Beach run will be what's talked about for that play through the long run of the game as the 0-1 pitch finds his own for strike number two. But Bonazzi making it a diving attempt and getting the glove on the ball. Excellent play from Salem's second baseman. 0-2 pitch just goes low for ball number one. So a 1-2 count. Early offense in this matchup between Myrtle Beach and Salem as the 1-2 just misses inside. Uberstein was looking for that strike number three call. Wasn't able to get it just yet. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Uberstein steps in and swung on and miss for strike number three, out number two. And for Tyler Uberstein, it's his first strikeout of the afternoon for the Salem Red Sox. 1-1 is our score, top of the second inning, two outs away. Our earliest start time of the season for the Red Sox, 11.05 a.m. Average age of this ballpark has to be around 11 years old as the first pitch is in the zone for strike number one. I mean, what a lovely day we have here in Salem as the 0-1 pitch is outside to bring the count to 1-1. It's Miguel Fabrizio, the number 7 hitter in the order for Myrtle Beach, batting at 162 so far this season. As Uberstein's pitch on the 1-1 goes inside, make the count 2 balls and 1 strike. Two away so far. Bases are clear for the Pelicans. Uberstein kicks and deals and inside yet again for the count to become 3 balls and 1 strike. Fabrizio with usually a catcher on this Myrtle Beach squad. It's at first base today. 3-1 pitch. This is rocking it out to right field. Will go well foul to bring the count to full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. So far this season, as this one is a hot shot grounder, but a nice glove save first for out number three. Well, Myrtle Beach has tied it up thanks to Kevin Made. Just putting the ball in play, good things will happen as Kevin Alcantara comes around to score on a sliding play at the plate. 1-1's our score. The Red Sox coming up the bat in the bottom of the second here on MILB.TV. Bottom of the second inning as Blaze Jordan will lead things off with the Salem Red Sox. We'll see the third baseman for Salem, Eduardo Lopez, and Nico Cavadas. All first pitch delivered by Schlaefer is into the zone for strike number one. Jordan batting at a 181 this season as he sits on a breaking ball pitch that goes just outside, bringing the count to 1-1. Count now is even. Schlaefer fires. Jordan pops this up to right field. Camping underneath of it will be Roederer, and he makes the catch for out number one. So we'll see Blaze Jordan in the batting order. Water Lopez, Nico Cavadas this inning. If Salem's able to find some success, we'll see Tyler Miller, who bats eighth, and Eduardo Vaughn, who is at ninth. Today, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans are wearing their gray jersey with their royal blue hat as the first pitch will go just low of the zone for ball number one to Eduardo Lopez. The bill of their hat, folks, it's got that nice yellow color, almost like what you'll find on the beak of a pelican, as the 1-0 pitch is into the zone for strike number one on the fastball. So even count to Eduardo Lopez, who will watch a 1-1 pitch just miss outside to bring the count to 2-1. The Red Sox, they got their white jerseys today, their Red Sox name across the front of their jersey. 2-1 pitch. Lopez fouls this up to the left side to even the count at 2-2. So red lettering and numbering on the front and the back of the home team's jersey. 2-2 pitch in this 1-1 baseball game. Schlaefer fires away. Great take by Lopez as it misses outside for ball number three. A full count coming up for Eduardo Lopez, who's batting 179 on the season. Good to see him starting to get going a bit. A 3-2 pitch. Lopez will sit on it, and it misses low for ball number four. Time is called from the umpire as the ball goes to the backstop, so Lopez can't turn towards second, but he will be very pleased to be on the base paths at first base. At the back innings, the Salem Red Sox have gotten a runner aboard. Great sight to see as the designated hitter in Nico Cavadas will come up to the plate. One out, so the third baseman and Triantos in a little bit on the inside edge of the grass as the first pitch to Cavadas is upstairs for ball number one. Bottom of the second inning, Salem 1, Myrtle Beach 1. In this opening game of a six-game series, 1-0 pitch as Cavadas will sit on the pitch, and it goes outside and low for ball number two. Well, Myrtle Beach comes in with the best record in the Carolina League, 15-6 down in the South Division. They had a no-hitter on Sunday, against Columbia as Cavadez swings on the breaking ball and misses for strike number one. 2-1 pitch for the designated hitter. And the Pelicans have really found their groove over the last few weeks, winning 10 of their last 11. 2-1 pitch to Cavadez, belted down the first baseline into the netting to bring the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cavadez is the best batting average statistic in the Salem Red Sox lineup today. No Marcelo Meyer again. He's batting around 333. The attempt to pick off at first gets through the first baseman of Fabrizio. Lopez steps up, goes to second. He's thinking third, and he will get there safely. He moves from one corner to the other. A runner on third for Salem with a 2-2 count with one out. So the great patient at bat from Eduardo Lopez gets him to first base. And then Schlaefer, who was able to pick off Breyer Bonazzi in the first inning, tried to go back-to-back innings with an attempted pickoff. Couldn't find the glove of the first baseman Fabrizio, and it got through into shallow right field. 2-2 pitch for Cavadez. He'll sit on it, and it just misses on the outside. Great take from Cavadez. The count now reads 3 balls and 2 strikes. And now for Nico, all you have to do is just get some good contact on the baseball and give the Red Sox the list. That pitch was upstairs for ball number 4. The appeal down to Juan Gomez said he didn't go in the check swing. And now runners on the corners with one out. Another at-bat where there was a moment where Schlaefer got it to work back to 2-2, but hasn't been able to get the punch out against the Salem Red Sox batter. We move down the order to Tyler Miller, the first baseman for the Red Sox. He made a great defensive play to end the top half of this inning. Swings on the first pitch, hits the changeup, and he misses for strike number one. Miller batting at a .233 mark, 3 home runs, 7 RBIs for the Salem Red Sox. The 0-1 will miss low, and this will hit the batter of Tyler Miller as Lopez was trying to come home, and Miller will work down to first base, and just in a matter of a few pitches, the bases are loaded for the Salem Red Sox. And a tough situation now for Tyler Schlaefer will mean that the pitching coach of Clayton Mortenstein will come up to the mound to talk with his battery as well as his infield. Eduardo Lopez at third base, Nico Cavadez at second, and Tyler Miller at first base as the number 9 batter and Eduardo Vaughn will come up to the plate with one out in the bottom of the second inning. Myrtle Beach and Salem tied up at 1 apiece so far in this early day action of the Carolina League. One of our 2:11:05 a.m. first pitches scheduled on the calendar. Kids getting out of school to come watch some baseball. Sounds like a great day indeed. And right now the home team has played at a very solid level. 2 hits so far. They have the bases loaded in the bottom of the second with Eduardo Vaughn coming up. They've also seen a ton of action as well. First pitch on the way to Vaughn inside for ball number one. The right fielder of the Salem Red Sox batting at a .143, looking to try to get a little bit of momentum in this home series at Salem Memorial Ballpark. His OPS is a .507. The 1-0, this ball in the grass. Base hit for Salem. Coming home is Eduardo Vaughn as he scores, and Salem is back on top. 2-1 on Myrtle Beach. Everyone moves 90 feet in the right direction for the Red Sox. And then now brings us back to the top of the order with Edison Paulino. So some great base movement, small ball action. Don't know where that hit exactly on Vaughn's barrel, but towards the handle area. And you saw the second baseman trying to retreat to the baseball. Paulino will hold on the check swing in the very first pitch as it goes low for ball number one. The appeal to Juan Gomez says that he is safe, so we'll stay at 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cavadez on at third base, Tyler Miller at second, Eduardo Vaughn at first base. A 2-1 score. Salem on top of Myrtle Beach. Schlaefer takes a long look in, fires the delivery, and it's in the zone for strike number one. So Myrtle Beach is in a little bit of a trouble here. Have to get out of the inning. They will love to see something on the ground and try to turn a double play. 1-1 pitch. Another hole from Paulino's barrel as the pitch goes low and inside for ball number two. Well, Paulino in his first at-bat of tonight's game, it was a double out towards right center field. He eventually came on to score the first run of the game. And now this one will go out to left center field, and it will be caught. No, it says it's dropped. And everyone had to hold for a few minutes. But Nico Cavadez scores, and Edison Paulino drives in a run to give Salem a 3-1 lead. It was one of those bloopers out to left field, but it was starting to dive a little fast for the left fielder of Pagan. And for a moment, I thought Pagan made a recovery and got underneath the glove, but Juan Gomez, standing in between second and third on the infield, said that the ball was dropped, and everyone just moved a bit. Everyone had to hold on the one out as well, as the first pitch to Briner Bonazzi is skied up down the third baseline and lands over in the seated area. So it will be ruled as a Paulino single. So an RBI single for the shortstop of the Salem Red Sox. And now Miller is at third base, Vaughn at second, and Paulino at first. The 0-1 pitch is taken by Bonazzi, and it goes into the zone for strike number two. 3-1 Salem Red Sox lead over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, as the Red Sox return home for a good series against the Pelicans. The 0-2 pitch, we saw Schlaefer try to use a little bit of the breaking ball. Couldn't get to the zone. Didn't trick the batter, Bonazzi, as well, as he held for ball number one. We see the third baseman of Triantos very close inside in field. Bonazzi puts this on the ground. It's scooped up by the first baseman. Back over the bag at first is in time. As we saw Schlaefer come off the bag and get the tag for out number two, but he does drive in another run. As Tyler Miller scores from third, the Salem Red Sox now lead 4-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. All small ball activity in this bottom of the second inning have driven in three runs for the Red Sox, and they still have two runners in scoring position as Miguel Ugueto steps to the plate. First pitch he sees is hit well out to left center field, but coming over to make the catch will be the center fielder of Alcantara. Three runs in the bottom of the second inning have the Salem Red Sox up 4-1 on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Four hits as well from their side to get the offense going in the early portions of this Tuesday afternoon matchup. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We bring you back to the third inning as the first pitch that's seen by the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Second baseman of Rengiel Preciato is fouled down the first baseline, bringing the count to 0-1. We'll see the bottom of the order for Myrtle Beach and then back up to the top in this third inning. Uberstein fires away. This is blooped out towards center field. Coming in and making the sliding grab is Eduardo Lopez. He comes away with the baseball and steals a single from Preciato, and that is a web gem first out to this top of the third inning. It was coming down hot, and Lopez was playing particularly deep out at center field, but was able to cover the ground necessary. And the first time we're seeing Uberstein versus Pega, as the first pitch is fouled down the left field line and into the foul territory out by the bullpen. Wind blowing in from center field, so what we just saw there as Pagan went on the 0-1 pitch. Home plate umpire Christopher Jenke said you went far enough on the delivery. So an 0-2 pitch, Uberstein fires, swung on a miss for strike number three. Tyler Uberstein has his second strikeout of the afternoon. And through the first time down, not that bad for performance from Uberstein. He has given up two hits, one earned run. And he has the Salem Red Sox in a great position. There are four and one lead over Myrtle Beach. Well, two quick outs for the Red Sox as Cole Roederer watches the first pitch go low and outside for ball number one. First game we've seen Roederer with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in 2022 in quite some time as well. The 1-0 pitch goes down the middle for strike number one. Mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, has been dealing with a little bit of injuries. First game for the Pelicans at the single A level was recently with the South Bend Cubs up at the high A affiliate. 1-1 pitch, Roederer down the first baseline. This will trek foul, bringing the count to 1-2. He's out at right field today. Has done a great job at making some plays in the outfield, but also with his bat. Had a single to get the game started. On the 1-2 pitch, fouls this up. It will go loop over, foul down the third base line, and the count will stay at 1-2. Fans getting into it here. Uberstein will deliver the pitch, and it's fouled off the end of the bat of Roederer into the backstop behind the plate. So we'll stay at 1-2. So far, the Pelicans have two hits on the day, Roederer being one of them. Ale Contreras swings on the 1-2 pitch and misses for strike number three. It's a 1-2-3 inning from Tyler Uberstein, and the Salem Red Sox remain with that three-run advantage. It is 4-1 Red Sox over the Pelicans as we move to the bottom of the third inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Bottom of the third inning between the Salem Red Sox and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, as it is 4-1. Red Sox on top of the Pelicans. Ethan Hickey to lead us off. First pitch he sees, it's a single out for Hickey, his first of the day. And the leadoff batter for the Red Sox is aboard once again. This time it's the catcher in Nathan Hickey. We'll also see Blaze Jordan and Eduardo Lopez in this bottom of the third inning. Jordan stepping up to the plate. He led off the bottom of the second inning. He popped out to right fielder Cole Rodura. And the first pitch he sees, he will sit on it. And the pitch just outside for ball number one. Fifth hit of the day for the Salem Red Sox in Nathan Hickey. Offense playing well in these first three innings of play. 1-0 pitch to Jordan inside. Jordan had to avoid the pitch from getting his hands and smartly gets out of the way. Count goes to 2-0. 2-0 pitch to Jordan. This is bombed out towards center field. But Alcantara will get underneath the baseball for out number one. Back-to-back pop-ups for Blaze Jordan to the outfield. First time to right, this time out towards center. One out on the bottom of the third. Salem leads 4-1. Eduardo Lopez was walked in his first plate appearance of the day. Eventually came around to score the second run of the day for the Salem Red Sox. And now with one out, he has a runner in Nathan Hickey at first. And Lopez's first pitch is fouled down the third baseline. It was a slow roller that was to the left side of the line by the time that Triantos was able to glove it up. Well, when we saw Eduardo Lopez come to the plate in the second inning, it started a chain of five straight batters getting aboard for the Salem Red Sox. Lopez will sit on the 0-1 pitch, goes above the zone for ball number one. That was a walk by Lopez, a walk by the man on deck in Cavadas, hit by pitch by Tyler Miller, and then back-to-back singles by Vaughn is found into the netting behind the plate. Count works to 1-2 for one out. But Salem so far today has had four different base hitters. Just saw Nathan Hickey single to start the third inning. And now the 1-2 pitch will be fouled into the netting behind the plate once again. This one a little bit to the left side as it ricochets off and the count will hold at 1-2. Schlaefer still on the mound for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Fires the pitch from Lopez. This is another base hit, a single to right field. Hickey will hold at second. Lopez will have to stay at first, but it's a single for the center fielder of Salem. It's a second consecutive on-base appearance, and now a runner in the scoring position for the Red Sox in this bottom of the third inning. Nico Cavadas, we just mentioned he had a walk back in the second inning, will have an opportunity of providing some offense for the Salem Red Sox. He's today's designated hitter for Salem, and he has a runner in scoring position. Schlaefer fires on the first pitch, and Cavadas will watch it go above the letters for ball number one. Well, Cavadas was walked in the second inning, a .273 batter on the season, 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, and Cavadas will foul the 1-0 pitch down the third baseline into the seats to even the count at 1-1. Runners on first and second for Salem. Hickey at second, Lopez at first. The 1-1 pitch, Cavadas swings and misses for strike number two. Nico Cavadas has been a great power hitter so far in Salem. But seeing him at seven just shows the depth that this team has. A line shot right back to the first baseman and gaining a glove on it. Crucial catch for the Pelicans for the second out of the inning. Both base runners hold at their respected bags. And Lopez was just fortunate enough that Fabrizio was a little bit away from the bag, So there was no shot that he was going to be able to cover the ground to get the double play with the force out at first. So two outs in the bottom of the third. Tyler Miller will come to the plate. Number eight hitter in the order was hit by a pitch his first time up. First pitch he sees is swung on a miss for strike number one. He went with the curveball. Schlieffer. Miller was down 0-1 in the count in his first at-bat as well before getting hit by the pitch. Here comes the 0-1 delivery, and Miller popped this up down the third baseline, and he's very fortunate to see go into foul territory out of play into the seats. But Miller is now down 0-2 in the count. A runner in scoring position for Salem and Nathan Hickey, who led the inning off with a single. Lopez had a single of his own. Six hits for Salem, 0-2 pitch. Nice take by Miller as the pitch went into the dirt for ball number one. A 4-1 Salem Red Sox lead. They're looking to get their first home win since Wednesday in the series against the Charleston River Dogs. I believe I want to say that is April 20th. 1-2 pitch will just miss low. Holding on to the pitch was Quintero behind the plate. He was just trying to, hopefully, that Christopher Jahnke would give his pitcher the call. But alas, we move to a 2-2 count with two outs. Schlieffer trying to get out of the inning. In the bottom of the third, fires to 2-2. Miller skies this down the third baseline and moves out of play. Well, the Red Sox scored one run in the bottom of the first inning, three runs in the bottom of the second. So for the Pelicans, they're looking to get their first shutout inning of the day, which would be a relief for them because Salem has come out offensively so well put. 2-2 pitch to Miller. This is popped out towards right center field, but tracing back, Rara calls off his right fielder to make the grab for out number three. No scoring in the inning for the Salem Red Sox, but a pair of singles go to Nathan Hickey and Eduardo Lopez, and they lead 4-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. We move on to the middle innings of this early action in the Carolina League. Red Sox with a three-run edge after a scoreless third inning to play. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Top of the fourth inning, the Salem Red Sox lead the Myrtle Beach Pelicans by the score of 4-1 as we move to the top of the fourth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And in with the play-by-play, here is Kevin DiDomenico.
Thanks so much, Andy. Top of the fourth inning, 4-1 the score. Red Sox four runs on six hits. Pelicans pitches low and inside for ball one. So one in the first from the Sox, three in the second. Next one on the way. Isn't there a called strike? Knee high. It's one ball and one strike. Now, we talked about the offensive woes early in games for the Sox. We don't see it here today. The 1-1 on the way is low and away. On a slider, it's two balls and a strike. We see how quickly Tyler Uberstein works. He's been rather solid once again. Remember, he came into this game with a 1.50 ERA. Already threw three. 38 pitches, three strikeouts. That one on the way, it's off the inside part of the bat. Popped up right side. And Bonassi's there to make the catch. for out number one. So that'll bring up James Triantos. Grounded into a 5-4-3 double play his last time. A solid start to his April, 19 for 73 as we head into May. First one is swung on and fly to left. Angling toward the corner goes Ugueto, and he'll watch it land harmlessly out of play. It's nothing and one. Triantos, the third-ranked prospect in the Cubs organization, coming off a 1-for-5 performance with a run scored back on Sunday. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch on the outer half. And it's quickly nothing and two. Myrtle Beach at 15-6, winning their last three, 10 out of their last 11. 0-2. Inside on a changeup, and it's one ball, two strikes, one out. 4-1 lead for the home team, Salem Red Sox, on a beautiful day. And one of the bigger crowds for a morning game, still in the a.m. hours here in the top of the fourth. 1-2 ready. Uberstein looks in, and time called by Triantos, who's a 253 hitter, 7 RBIs. Still waiting on his first big fly of the year. The 1-2. Swing and a line shot, one hop, gloved by Paulino. Throws to first. It is in time. Paulino, the backhand in the hole, and he makes the play for out number two. So Triantos, a couple of hard hit balls today and just can't find a hole. Brings up Kevin Alcantara. Doubled his last time to lead off the second. The first pitch on the way, knee-high called strike. He's got one homer on the season, 13 RBIs, 13 for 58 in April. Riding a 5-game hitting streak extended to 6 as the fastball misses inside. Just above the knees, it's 1-1. Extended it to 6 with the double in the second. Went 2-for-4, a couple of RBIs his last time out. Here's the 1-1. So we had a ground ball over to Paulino at short, looking for a 1-2-3 inning, and they found it. A couple of nice plays by Paulino at short takes us to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's the Sox 4, the Pelicans 1 on MILB TV. New pitcher in for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It's Jose Miguel Gonzalez, and he'll face 9-1-2. Eduardo Vaughn, Edinson Paulino, and Brainer Bonassi. And it's been a lethal 9-1-2 at that. 5-for-6 so far today. And it continues. Line drive up the middle. It's a base hit. Eduardo Vaughn is aboard, and the leadoff runner is aboard here in the bottom of the fourth. Jose Miguel Gonzalez comes into today's game at 2-0 with a 3.97 ERA in 4 appearances, 11 and a third innings pitched with 19 strikeouts and 7 walks. And he heads to the top of the lineup to face Edinson Paulino, who has a double and a single on the morning as that one's chopped pole side up the first baseline. Once again, a fantastic crowd on hand here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The 300 level is nearly packed, especially down the line at 309 and 311. And the 0-1 ready to Paulino is low for ball one. And I'll tell you what, these kids never get tired of a Let's Go Red Sox chant. Getting it nonstop from the 300 levels. And it's working so far. Sox leading 4-1. Runner holding on the pitch up. He takes for ball two. And on the appeal, no, he did not go. A late appeal there from Quintero. Paulino, triple and a homer away from the cycle. He's got the easy ones down. See what he can do here in the bottom of the fourth with a man on first. Two balls, one strike. Gonzalez set. He throws over to first. Salem today, 3-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Myrtle Beach, not many opportunities. 0-for-1 with runners on second and third. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss, a changeup down and away. And it's two balls and two strikes. Gonzalez set once again, belt high. Kicks and delivers. Swing a line drive right field, a base hit. It gets down. Roeder pursuing. He throws in, but not before Eduardo Vaughn can advance to third. It's runners on first and third with nobody out. Have a day so far, Edinson Paulino. We talked about how impressive he's been in the last three games, 5-for-14. How about 8-for-17 now, including today, after a 3-for-5 game on Sunday. At a double and a triple comes in today. Double, single, and a single. And it brings up Brainer Bonassi. Another lefty-righty matchup in the first pitch on the way. Is a line drive left center field. It's a base hit, and that's going to roll all the way to the wall. One run comes home. It's Vaughn. Racing home is Paulino. He'll score. Heading to third is Bonassi. Slides in safely. It's a 2-RBI triple for Brainer Bonassi. And it's the Red Sox 6 and the Pelicans 1. Brainer Bonassi now with a single and a 2-RBI triple. The top of the lineup is doing damage. Edinson Paulino 3-for-3 and all are having success on the offensive end for the Sox, something they haven't seen a ton as that one's lined into right field. Off the bat of Ugueto, the catch is made by Roeder, but coming home is Brainer Bonassi. It's a sacrifice fly to right, and it's the Red Sox 7 and the Pelicans 1. Thinning, and Ugueto getting in on the fun, an RBI via the sac fly. That brings up Nathan Hickey with the bases empty. The first pitch is swung on and bounced over to the first base side and foul. Hickey a fly out to center in the first, a single last inning in the third. Here comes the 0-1. Check swing on a pitch down, didn't go. No appeal at all. Hickey up to 273 on the year. A couple of homers. 11 RBIs. Here's the pitch. Inside. It gets by Quintero. And all the way to the backstop. No harm. No one on. The shift is on for Myrtle Beach. Almost like the old shifts we saw. Swing and a foul tip into the glove to Quintero. It's 2-2. Made is almost on the right side of the second base bag, and Preciado deep in the hole at short. No third baseman. Triantos playing the shortstop position. And time called by Nathan Hickey. Two balls, two strikes. Hickey, one for his last nine. Here's the pitch. Swing on a fly ball out to left. Pagan giving chase. Takes a couple steps back and makes the catch. So a line out to left field. And it brings up Blaze Jordan. But how about the offense for Salem? And not only that, just their ability to swing away early and often in the count and hitting the ball hard all over the ballpark. You see what Edinson Paulino's done. Brando Bonassi hits a triple to the left center field wall. Nathan Hickey, he's hit the ball hard a couple of times, and Blaze Jordan trying to get his bat hot after a 8 and swings and chops one foul. A slow roller up the third baseline. Nothing in one. Coming off a 2-for-4 performance at that. A couple of flyouts today to right and center. Here comes the 0-2. Swinging at line drive, right field. It gets past a Fabricio, and it's a base hit. Hey, any way possible for Blaze Jordan. That one hit extremely soft, but just found the hole between Preciado and Fabricio. And it's a single for Blaze Jordan. It keeps the fourth alive for the Red Sox. Brings up Eduardo Lopez. Who's 1-for-1 with a walk. First pitch to him. Swung on and pop foul. So I guess that's the message from Luke Montz today. Swing early and often in the count. These runs will come. Well, we're seeing it. 7 runs on 10 hits for the Sox. Next one, a line drive. Other way, on the ground, a base hit. Lopez now 2-for-2. 2 on, 2 out for the Sox, bottom of the fourth. And it brings up Nico Cavadas. Get this, Lopez going into Sunday against Lynchburg was 0-for-14 in the series, playing most games. Then on Sunday went 3-for-4. He's really turned it around ever since. Now 5 for his last 6. And here's Nico Cavadas. Walking a line out today. He takes a first pitch low for ball one. So this inning started with back-to-back singles and then a Brainer Bonassi 2 RBI triple, a sacrifice fly, then a lineout, then back-to-back singles from Blaze Jordan and Eduardo Lopez. Puts Cavadas in a position to drive in a few runs as he slaps one off the end of the bat. It's 1-1. 7-1 the score, bottom of the fourth inning. Red Sox leading it, 7 runs on 11 hits. Ball two. So a lot of field trips here. Kids able to check out the Red Sox offense getting hot once again. Remember, we always knew what the offense could do. And obviously injuries to Marcelo Meyer and things shaking up on the offensive end. They've found it to an extent today. The 2-1 pitch is inside for ball three. And we go to 3 balls and a strike with 2 outs in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch. Check swing on a pitch inside. He walked him. Every Red Sox hitter will come up here in the bottom of the fourth, and it will conclude with Tyler Miller, but not before a visit here to the mound to Jose Miguel Gonzalez. Remember, he came in here just this inning, and one thing he's been able to do is throw strikes. 19 pitches, 14 of them strikes. Up until that at-bat right there, he walks Nico Cavadas to load the bases for Tyler Miller, who has some pop to his bat. In the small sample size in April, he hit 3 home runs. One here, remember, our monster blast to right. And he'll come up the lefty, a chance to really break this thing open here in the bottom of the fourth. Hit by pitch in the second. A flyout in the third. Went 0-for-3 back on Sunday with a couple of strikeouts. 4-for-16 in his last 3 games. Miller stands in. Awaits the first pitch from Jose Miguel Gonzalez. Here it is. And it's an off-speed pitch inside for ball one. Bases loaded. Big chance here for the Red Sox to blow it open. Normal defense here for Myrtle Beach. Gonzalez looks in for the 1-0 facing Tyler Miller. Here's the pitch. Another breaking ball. And now we see Gonzalez starting to struggle to find the zone. Remember, he was pounding it before Nico Cavadas. Now a 2-0 count here to Tyler Miller. Here's the pitch. Low ball three. And one more ball. He walks in run number eight for the Red Sox. And it would make it a four-run fourth. And you'd think Tyler Miller taking all the way here. Gonzalez set belt high. Here's the pitch. Swinging all the way. Fouls it off his foot. On a pitch inside. So Luke Montz gave him the green light. He took it. And couldn't connect on a pitch inside. Three balls, one strike, two outs. Bases loaded, bottom of the fourth inning. Red Sox lead it 7-1. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, ball four. He walked him. Back-to-back walks. Issued to the Red Sox, courtesy of Jose Miguel Gonzalez. You'd be surprised if he gets another hitter after this, even if he does get Vaughn. Looks like he will get Vaughn. So Vaughn, 2-for-2 today, two singles. Look for him to swing early in the count. First pitch is taken outside corner for a called strike. It's about knee high. Took a little bit off of it there. And it snowballs and a strike. Lopez off a third, Cavada's off a second. Next one in there, a called strike. That one a fastball down the middle. And it's nothing in two. It's Miller off of first as well. 8-1 Red Sox in the bottom of the fourth. Gonzalez set. Here's the pitch. Taken for ball one, a slider away. So remember, Vaughn now 8 for his last 17. And that dates back to Friday against Lynchburg. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. And the inning is over. Not before the Red Sox do damage. Headlined by Brainer Bonassi. 2 RBI triple. Another sac fly RBI from Miguel Ugueto. And then Jose Miguel Gonzalez walks a run in, a four-run fourth. The Red Sox exploding offensively, 8-1 the score on MILB TV. First pitch on the way to start the top of the fifth inning is low and away for ball one. Tyler Uberstein on for his fifth inning of work. Working rather quickly as the pitch clock is having some trouble. And they'll have it reset and ready to go for pitch number two, giving us a chance. Nope, Uberstein right back into the line, and that one swung on and flared into left, a base hit. So Mondé is aboard for the first time today. It's a leadoff single in the top of the fifth. Uberstein, his pitch count extremely low right now. He's at pitch number 49 entering the fifth. So something to keep an eye on. You'd assume he will have the fifth if he doesn't get into trouble. No one getting hot at all in the Red Sox bullpen. No one up at all. As Malcolm Quintero will step in. The first pitch is low for ball one. Quintero struck out back in the second. That's all he has to show. One ball, no strikes in an 8-1 game that the Red Sox lead. Pitch. Swung on, ground ball, right side. That's a double play ball. Bonassi to second for one. Here's the throw to first. They got a pair. 4-6-3, double play. And there's two away in the top of the fifth. So Miguel Fabrizio will come up. And what was a much-needed double play for Tyler Uberstein. The first pitch on the way to Fabrizio is low and inside for ball one. Uberstein could go as long as we've seen a Red Sox pitcher go all year. Keeps his pitch count low. Remember, he's only at 52, trying to get through five here. 1-0. So we're going to foul tip right off the glove of Hickey, then back to the netting. To Fabrizio. And the count is one ball and one strike. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball foul, third base side. One ball, two strikes, two outs in the top of the fifth. On the way, 2-2. Fabrizio, an international free agent signing back in 2017. As he awaits the 2-2. Swinging a high chopper foul, first base side. Four for 17 last series against Delmarva. 0 for 1 today. The pitch, inside ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Uberstein has not issued a walk today. The payoff pitch. Swinging a chopper right side. Bonassi will handle it and throw to first for out number three. So a big double play silences the bats of Myrtle Beach in the top of the fifth. And Tyler Uberstein is cruising. 58 pitches through five. Just one run given up on three hits. More Red Sox offense coming up. Bottom five we go. We're halfway through it. 8-1 your score on MLB TV. Edinson Paulino will lead things off. Bottom of the fifth inning. Kevin DiDomenico, Andy Losi here with you. 8-1 the score. Red Sox exploding offensively. A four-run fourth as Paulino takes strike one on the outer half from Jose Miguel Gonzalez. Red Sox batted around in the bottom of the fourth as the 0-1's on the way. So we got a line drive off the hop and the glove of Preciado at second, and it's going to be a base hit. In a shallow right field, and Paulino's aboard for the fourth time today. How about that? Another hard-hit ball to the pole side. Preciado got it on the short hop, but it skipped off his glove into right field for a base hit. Hit number 12 for the Red Sox. Again, 8 runs to show. Here's Brainer Bonassi. The first pitch is swung on and missed on a fastball up. His last time, he tripled home a couple of runs, 2 for 3. 2 RBIs, average up to 318. He's back in the Red Sox lineup. Fastball low, 1-1. So Paulino, a 4-for-4 morning. Guess we can call it. So we head into the afternoon, 12:18 p.m. 1-1. So we're going to fly ball foul back to the sweet level. And it's a ball and a strike. Gonzalez set the pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. It's actually a 1-2 count, and down goes Bonassi. So one-on-one out, it brings up Miguel Ugueto, who hit the ball hard in the opposite way to right field his last time, ended up in a sacrifice fly, driving home Brainer Bonassi, who was waiting on third. So 0-for-2 with an RBI today. Comes up hacking and flies it foul up to section 309. Souvenir for a lucky fan. Cheers from the kids up in section 309. Here's the pitch. Swinging a chopper over to the third baseman, Triantos. Looks at second, no play. Throws to first. That's in time for out number two. So Ghetto grounds out. And now the Red Sox with a man on second with two outs, with Nathan Hickey coming to the plate. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hickey, a flyout, single, and a lineout today. Hit the ball hard out to left his last time to Pagan. And the first pitch to him is taken belt high for ball one. Hickey came into this game 0 for his last 7 in the last 2 games. 1-for-3 today so far. Here's the 1-0. Low and inside, it's ball two. Talk about the success of Myrtle Beach as of late. 14-6 in the month of April. They started off May on Sunday with a win. 10 out of the last 11 games won. Pitch, swinging a foul back to the screen. It's 2-1. Meanwhile, the Red Sox have just struggled offensively flat out. They're averaging 11.8 strikeouts per game. Andy mentioned it, 17 strikeouts against Lynchburg on Thursday, 18 against Lynchburg on Friday and Saturday. Fastball at the eyes. It's 3-1. Salem today just 2 so far. Again, 8 runs on 11, now 12 hits. And just a team that's been able to swing early and often in counts. The 3-1. Outside, ball 4. And he walked him. 2 on, 2 out for the Sox. That's something we've seen as well. That's walk number 5. Given up by Myrtle Beach. And it brings up, who had a soft line drive to right his last time. He's 1-for-3, a couple of flyouts prior. Chance for him to drive in a couple of runs. So Jose Miguel Gonzalez kicks and offers. Breaking ball drops in, a called strike. At the knees, it's no balls and one strike. Remember, struggled in April, 11-for-68. Pitch, low ball one, 1 ball and a strike. But trying to turn things around in May. He started on Sunday 2-for-4. Now 1-for-3 today. Chance to drive in one, maybe two. 8-1, Red Sox lead it, bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, it just misses. It's 2-1. Paulino with his leadoff second, Hickey off of first. The pitch, swinging a high fly ball out to center, giving chase is Alcantara. He's under it, moves a bit to his left and makes the catch. to end the inning. We will head to the sixth. No runs to show for it in the fifth, but the Red Sox lead it 8-1 heading to the sixth on MILB TV. Top of the sixth inning, a Dennis Bautista will be the new pitcher for Salem. The first pitch on the way is in there, a called strike, knee high. Bautista comes in with a 2.38 ERA. He'll face 8-9-1, Preciado, Pagan, and Roeder. Next one on the way is low for ball one, Bautista. Six appearances this season with the Sox, 11 and a third innings pitched, 1-0, 15 strikeouts, and just three walks as that one swung on and fouled over right side. It's 1-2 for the sixth. Kevin DiDomenico here with you. On Education Day, a lot of kids in the building, filling up the 300 level. Off speed, up and away, it's 2-2. And what is a picture-perfect day for baseball? One of those days you can see far, far away into the Southwest Virginia mountains. Pitch inside. It's ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Top of the sixth. Preciado flew out to center his last time as Bautista looks to retire his first batter. Looks like he just did. That one popped up left side in the infield. Now working at a foul ground is Blaze Jordan, and he makes the catch, out number one. So that brings up Ezekiel Pagan. Struck out swinging his last time back in the third inning. Comes up hitting 164 and stands in from the left side facing Adonis Bautista. So the day is done for Tyler Uberstein. First one on the way, bounced in, ball one. In what was one of the better starts we've seen here at home from a Salem Red Sox pitcher. Uberstein went five strong, three hits, one run, three strikeouts, and no walks. Up and away, ball two. Uberstein only threw 58 pitches in his outing, and how efficient can you be? I think that's all that Luke Montz really would have asked for, the 2-0. So we got a high fly ball right field, driven right side, angling. It's foul. That ball, that stays fair. It's either over the right field wall or rocketed off of it. Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Inside, and a called strike just below the belt. A little bit of a high strike there. It's 2-2. And Pagan staring down the barrel of his second strikeout. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Up and away, up and inside. It's 3-2. Pagan 4 for his last 13. 1-for-3 on Sunday. One of five players in the starting lineup from Sunday's lineup from Myrtle Beach. As that one's bounced in, and he walked him. So a one-out walk issued from Dennis Bautista. Takes us to the top of the lineup for Cole Roeder. As Andy mentioned, coming down from High A, his first appearance with Myrtle Beach. 16 for 70 in High A. That's good for 229. He's 1-for-2 today. And the right fielder waits in. The pitch. Low and inside. It's ball one. The 1-0. So we got a line drive angling foul toward the line. And the count is 1-1 with one out. Here in the top of the sixth in an 8-1 game. Remember, the Pelicans just have three hits. And that walk to Pagan was the first walk issued by a Red Sox pitcher. Breaking ball drops in. That's a called strike. And it's 1-2. One-two pitch. Popped up left side of the infield. Jordan calling it off. Moving back. Now to his left, he makes the catch. So a couple of pop-outs to Blaze Jordan. Take us to two outs, and Juan Mora coming to the plate, the DH, who has two pop-ups. Popped up to the right side in the first inning, and then right side again to Bonassi, and the righty awaited in. But he's having a good season so far, 9-for-28 in the month of April. One bounced in, ball one. Juan Mora, 286, a homer, 8 ribbies. One oh. Hot shot foul by about a foot down the third baseline. And it's one ball and one strike. Mora, a free agent signing international at that back on March 26th of 2018. Spent a couple of years in the Dominican Summer League. One more in the ACL. 284 career hitter. Now up with the Pelicans here this year. The 1-1 off the end of the bat and chopped foul. Hit his first home run of the season against Columbia just 2 days ago. A three-run line drive shot to left field. Pitch upstairs, ball two. He had a great series against Columbia. Went 7-for-18. Had that homer, a triple, a double, 6 runs batted in. In 5 games played, looking to get back on track here. The 2-2. Dropped in there, called, third strike, an excellent breaking ball, and the side is retired. Bottom six we go, Red Sox lead 8-1 and continue their excellent pitching efforts on MILB TV. We head to the bottom of the sixth, and it'll be Eduardo Lopez leading things off for the Red Hot Red Sox right now, offensively at least. 8 runs on 12 hits, pitching as well. How about the Sox? Just 1 run, 3 hits given up. And the first pitch is low and away, but swung on and missed by Eduardo Lopez. Jose Miguel Gonzalez on for his third inning of work. The next one is swung on and skied out to left. Could be playable, giving chase to Pagan toward the line, out toward the wall. He makes the catch, hugging the wall at the warning track. It's out number one. And that brings up Nico Cavadas. A couple of walks today and a lineout. He's 0 for 1. Nico trying to spark the offense once again. Remember, a 4-run fourth. Brainer Bonassi had a 2-run triple. Sac fly for Miguel Ugueto. First one is in there, a called strike. Red Sox scored in the bottom of the first as well. And then 3 more in the second. That one's popped up in the infield. Foul ground, third base side. Quintero going over, and the catch is not made by Gonzalez. It hit off his glove. Looked like the whole infield was about halfway up the third baseline, and the pitcher, Gonzalez, was over to make the play and just couldn't squeeze it. It dropped off his glove. That's error number 2 for the Pelicans today. Well, that looked like a tailor-made pop-up out number 2. And that's usually Triantos' ball over at third. I'm surprised he didn't call anyone off, or Quintero. Instead, it was Gonzalez who went over to try to make the catch and couldn't. And the first pitch is swung on and missed from Tyler Miller. Rarely do you see that. Gonzalez, the pitcher, calling everyone off. A foot into fair ground, up the third base line, about halfway. As that one swung on and fouled off the net, it gets nothing in two. And then can't squeeze it, can't make the catch. It's usually a fielder taking control there. Interesting. No balls, 2 strikes to Tyler Miller. Hit by pitch and a walk today, and then he strikes out on a fastball inside for out number 2. 2 outs in the bottom of the 6th, 8-1 game. At the Red Sox lead, it brings up Eduardo Vaughn. Single strikeout for him, 2 for 3. First pitch way up and away. Almost gets by Quintero. Nice snag. 1 ball, no strikes. Shift to pull for Eduardo Vaughn, the shortstop. Made deep in the hole. Righty waving his bat behind his right ear. 1-0. Nice breaking ball. Pulls a string of called strike, outer half. Ends up right at the knees. It's 1-1. Wind now blowing in from center field toward the first baseline. It's the 1-1's on the way. And it's inside for ball 2. Fastball just misses. Just above the knees. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A big hack there from Eduardo Vaughn. And it's 2-2 with 2 outs in the bottom of the 6th. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jose Miguel Gonzalez. And the inning is over. We head to the 7th. 8-1 the score. Red Sox looking to put a bow on the first one and wrap it up as their first victory of the series when we come back on MILB TV. Top of the seventh we go here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 8-1, the Red Sox lead it. Try to continue their excellent pitching at play-by-play. Here's Andy Losey.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It is the top of the seventh. You got a pretty good offense for those middle innings of play as the Red Sox lead this one 8-1. 12 hits so far on the afternoon. Felix Cepeda comes to the mound now to pitch for the Red Sox in this top of the seventh inning. He will start things off with a strike down the middle to the batter of James Triantos. Heart of the order now for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Triantos, Alcantara, and then Made. The 0-1 pitch goes upstairs and wide for ball number one. Even the count of one ball and one strike, Cepeda has been a part of the Boston organization since 2017, just making his debut at Salem last week against Lynchburg as he fires the 1-1 pitch low for ball number two. We look at that outing for Cepeda. Pretty good showing. One inning of pitched, zero hits and zero earned runs around. But Triantos will have a leadoff single as he belts that one past the third baseman and the shortstop into the outfield to get the runner on at first. So Triantos has his first base hit of the day, and we will move to the cleanup batter of Kevin Alcantara. So the Pelicans, they are down by 7 runs, and they have 3 half innings to work with. So to kind of get a spark against Cepeda as he fires the pitch inside for ball number one. We look at the cleanup batter of Alcantara. So far, pretty good showing. A double back in the second, but grounded out to Paulino back in the fourth. This is a grounder to Jordan. Makes the play over to second. That's all they're able to get, though. But the lead runner is out on the force-out connection between Jordan and the second baseman, Abbonazzi. One out on the board. The runner will get safely to first, though. And Alcantara on the fielder's choice groundout. So although it could have been much worse or much better, Sam will settle for that one out, and we'll see to the plate. First pitch he sees is outside. Comes off the glove of Nathan Hickey. Alcantara will advance from first to second. No play at the bag from Nathan Hickey as he was unable to come over and secure the baseball well enough to make a play. So Made so far in the day had a single back in the fifth inning where he grounded out back in the second as the 1-0 pitch goes upstairs for ball number two. So a runner in scoring position for the Pelicans, only 1 run to show for today. So obviously they're in need of some offensive production as the 2-0 pitch goes upstairs and the count now reads 3 balls and 0 strikes. To the Pelicans' shortstop, Made. Malcolm Quintiero awaits on deck for the Pelicans. Pitches away on the 3-0, and it's low for ball number four. A 4-pitch walk from Felix Cepeda to Kevin Made has 2 runners aboard, one at first, one at second, with 1 out here in the top of the 7th inning. So Malcolm Quintiero can maybe spark the Pelicans a bit here in the top of the 7th inning. We mentioned they are down by 7 runs. They got to start somewhere if they want to come back into this opening day matchup. As the pitch goes low for ball number one, and now Nathan Hickey will come out to talk to Cepeda. So I know today's an odd first pitch time, 11:05 a.m., but we're back to the normal schedule starting tomorrow. Wednesday's first pitch, 7:05 p.m., same time for Thursday and Friday night. Saturday, we'll see a 6:05 p.m. start. And on Sunday, closing up the series with a 5:05 p.m. first pitch. Some rain in the forecast this week towards the weekend time on Friday and Saturday. So hopefully some of these games don't get washed out. Sam had to play 2 against the Hillcats last week as the 1-0. So good conversation between the battery. First pitch outside the meeting. It's a fastball down the middle at 95 miles per hour. As the both runners go, it's hit into the shortstop. Paulino will throw it over to second, and then a diving play at first will not be in time. Crazy series of events. The ground ball went to Paulino, and he got the ball so fast. to Bonazzi's glove at second for the force out, and they tried to turn two to end the inning. But the speed from Quintero was just too fast from the one-hop throw of Bonazzi. So runners on the corners, it pays off a bit for the Pelicans to have both runners going before the hit was made. But with runners on the corners, with two outs, the Pelicans still have an opportunity as we see Alcantara move to third. Cepeda fires the first pitch of the at-bat to Miguel Ferrizo, and the pitch is outside for ball number one. Ferrizo is a 154 hitter on the season. First baseman today. 1-0 is away. This is hit over the glove of Miller out to right field. Base hit. Alcantara will score. Coming in the third, it is Quintero. And Fabrizio drives in the second run of the day for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It's now an 8-2 game thanks to his RBI single. And now Nick Green will come to talk out with Felix Cepeda. So a great contact made by the first baseman of the Pelicans. It's his first hit of the day. And an RBI, which has not been common for him so far this season. But drives in a run and maybe a start of a two-out rally. Nick Green talking with the infield as well as the pitcher and catcher. Try to discuss some things. It's a six-run advantage, but you don't want to start seeing it slip away a little bit down the stretch. Reginald Preciato will watch the first pitch go low and outside for ball number one. And so far today, he is 0-2, popped out to the center field, and as well to Blaze Jordan at third. 1-0 pitch, it goes upstairs for ball number two. So Cepeda gives up his first earned run of the season with the Fabrizio RBI single. He's hoping that number stays at one. The 2-0 pitch fouled into the netting behind the plate to bring the count to two balls and one strike. Top of the seventh inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The home team Red Sox lead 8-2 over the Pelicans. Breaks a streak of two scoreless innings. 2-1 pitch is outside for ball number three. So nobody brought any runs in the fifth and the sixth inning. And in the seventh, we see the Pelicans drive in their second run of the game. Hitter's pitch now for the number eight hitter, Preciato. Fires a 3-1. He will go for the swing, and he fouls it into the netting behind the plate for strike number two. You might want to label this one as the pitch of the day, folks. A 3-2 count with two outs at the top of the seventh. Runners on the corners. Ezekiel Pega awaits on deck. 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike number three. And Felix Cepeda may have not had the perfect inning, but he gets the job done, giving up only one run, and keeps a nice six-run advantage for the Red Sox as we go into the seventh inning stretch at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to the Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to San Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the seventh, the top of the order to lead things off for the Salem Red Sox. Edison Paulino, Reiner Bonazzi, and Miguel Ugueto. A new pitcher on the mound for the Pelicans as well, Jozan Okendo, the right-handed relief pitcher with a 10.80 ERA in 2022. Will come in with an 8-2 deficit. First pitch to Paulino, it's popped up, stays within the infield, and it looks as if the third baseman will come down with the catch, and that, folks, is Triantos. Got this one, one pitch and one out. That will definitely be what Okendo wants to see from his defense. So quick first out here in the bottom of the seventh. And now Edison Paulino. What a day we have seen from the shortstop of the Salem Red Sox. 4 of 4. First pitch from Okendo is in the zone for strike number one. Now, I want to say that Paulino was batting around 220-something coming in today. It has worked up to 256 on the day. As Reiner Bonazzi will watch the pitch go down the middle. But just a bit to the outside, my apologies, for ball number one. Bonazzi hitting .311 on the season. One of the better numbers we have seen on the day. 1-1 pitch. That will find the middle for strike number two. I can hear the kids chanting, go Red Sox, still into this matchup. And how can you not? I mean, it's one of the best offensive productions we've seen from Salem in 2022. At their home grounds. 1-2 pitch, and Bonazzi drives this down the third baseline. He will head foul. Bonazzi 2 of 4 on the day for Salem. Had a single back in the first inning, and then the breakout 2 RBI triple in the fourth inning. 1-2 pitch to Bonazzi. Swings is a hard hit, grounded the shortstop. Mayday picks it up, fires the first in time into the glove. Miguel Fabrizio for out number two. So two away so far for Okendo. And we mentioned how high that ERA was coming into the night's game. A 10.80. But he has been on the development list so far this season. He was on there for 9 days from April 12th to April 21st. As Ugueto steps to the plate and watches the first pitch come down the middle for strike number one. Played in 2021's first season in single A. As the 0-1 pitch is fired away into the zone for strike number one. So we've only seen him pitch one time this season. He was 1-1/3 back on April 10th against a fellow South Carolina rivals in the Charleston River Dogs. And the 0-2 pitch goes low and outside for ball number one. 8-2 is our score. The Salem Red Sox lead the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 8-2. Thank you guys so much for spending your late morning and early afternoon with us. Tuning in, the Salem Red Sox playing some excellent baseball. 1-2 pitch. This is swung on and miss for strike number three. And Okendo makes easy work from the red hot top of the order of the Salem Red Sox with three straight outs. We'll see Felix Zepeda come out for another inning of pitching in the eighth inning while Salem holds on to an 8-2 lead here on MILB.TV. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Top of the eighth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox lead the Pelicans by the score of 8-2 in game one of this six-game series. Felix Cepeda out for another inning of work. First pitch is upstairs for ball number one. He will start against Ezequiel Pega, number nine man in the order, as he takes the 1-0 pitch upstairs for ball number two. Then back to the top of the order, we see Cole Rodera and Juan Mora. Six outs to go for Salem to get back in the win column, and a big swing on the 2-0 pitch from Pega. He misses for strike number one. Cepeda working at a quite efficient rate, 6 seconds in between pitches, and his 2-1 delivery finds the zone for strike number two. A slight breeze going out towards right field, which could be a pretty good sign for left-handed batters like Pega. 2-2 pitch, it's away, and it's upstairs for ball number three. Cepeda gave up his first earned run of the season back in the seventh, but was able to get out of a little bit of a jam. 3-2 pitch, it is swung on and miss for strike number three, and Felix Cepeda has back-to-back strikeouts, this one to start off the top of the eighth. Well, although we had the early start today across the Boston Red Sox organization, we'll see the three other affiliates take on some action as they begin their six-game series against their opponents at each respective level. Cepeda's first pitch on the way to Roederer. The AAA affiliate, the Worcester Red Sox, 13-11 so far in 2022. They travel out to Toledo. First pitch today at 6:35 p.m. The 1-0 is popped up down the third baseline, moving towards foul territory is Blaze Jordan. He tries to go with the basket catch and is unable to come down with the baseball. So the count worked to one ball and one strike. Worcester and Toledo begin today at 6:35 p.m. Meanwhile, the AA affiliate, the Portland Sea Dogs, will host the Reading Fighting Phils. Portland sits just the same record that Salem does, 10-11, as they begin their series tonight at 6 p.m. The 1-1 pitch from Cepeda is upstairs for ball number two. And then lastly, the High A affiliate, the Greenville Drive, beginning a six-game home series against the Rome Braves tonight at 7:05 p.m. 2-1 pitch above the zone for ball number three. If you look at record-wise, Greenville is the one that's struggling the most, 8-13. Portland and Salem at 10-11 each. Worcester with the best of a 13-11 record. Hitter's pitch, and this was being lined at the middle, a base hit for Cole Roederer. And it is second single of the day, sandwiched in between a strikeout and a pop-up. But in his Pelicans debut, he has had a good day of 2-of-4 hitting, and he will be a man that we'll have to keep our eyes out for as the series goes along. So a one-out single for the leadoff man in the order of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans will now bring Juan Mora to the plate. First pitch Mora sees will just miss inside for ball number one. Mora, the DH today for the Pelicans, has had a tough day at the plate. 0-of-3 on the day. Looking to get on base for the first time as well, as he will pop up the 1-0 pitch to our right side to even the count of one ball and one strike. Mora currently hitting at a 278 mark. And the count's even at 1-1, and this one hit the left side of Juan Mora's back. The second hit pitcher, hit batter of the day. First one for the Pelicans. And that one stinged Mora a bit. And he will have a free pass down to first base. But that would also move a runner in scoring position as Cole Roederer moves to second. James Triantos, the number three man in the order, we'll have some company on the base paths this time. He singled his last time up when he led off the inning for the Pelicans in the seventh. First pitch he sees, it goes low for ball number one. And now we see Jose Garcia, the birthday boy, turns 24 today. Moved down to the left field bullpen where the Salem Red Sox call home for the relief pitchers. 1-0 pitch, Cepeda fires and inside for ball number two. So Felix Cepeda having a difficult time finding the zone recently. Trying to lock back in. Had a tough time to start off in the seventh as the 2-0 pitch is fouled off the end of the barrel and rolls into the backstop behind the plate for strike number one. Salem leads 8-2 over Myrtle Beach. The Red Sox have doubled the amount of hits that the Pelicans have. The hosts with 12, the visitors with 6. Two errors so far today by the Pelicans. As the 2-1 pitch is away, ground ball towards Blaze Jordan's side. Backhand glove tags the base at third for the second out. No throw at any other bag, but the lead runner is out, which keeps the runner off of third. And again, we'll have runners at first and second base, but this time with two outs in the top of the eighth. So smart play by Blaze Jordan. Didn't try to make up too much of it. Just enough to get a second out, but the cleanup hitter and Kevin Alcantara will step up. First pitch he sees, it's skied up. Not much distance behind this one as Brian Bonazzi works out the shallow right field, and he drops the baseball. One run scores for the Pelicans. Being sent around third and now a little of a pickle between third and home brings in two runs. Bonazzi with the sunglasses was unable to come with the catch out in shallow right field. And Juan Cole Roeder and Juan Mora both come home. Apologies. Actually, Juan Mora and James Triantos score from first and second. And as a pitcher, that's the worst sight to see is one of your middle infielders make an error which could have gotten the team out of an inning. But instead, it brings home two runs. We now have an 8-4 baseball game and a runner in scoring position with Kevin Alcantara. Now, with one out, both those runs probably do not score. But since it was two outs, the ball was hit well high. So the runners were just going around on contact. And the baseball rolled a little bit out towards right field, which Eduardo Vaughn had to move out to make the play on the baseball. But Kevin Mahde steps in. First pitch he sees, fouls it off into the netting behind the plate. Count goes 0-1. So a little mistake by Salem. It's their first error of the day. The 0-1 pitch, Mahde will pop this up to center field. Lopez coming in hot, sliding play, and makes the grab. Second time today that Eduardo Lopez has stole a base hit from a Myrtle Beach Pelican, and this one was massive to keep it at a four-run Salem Red Sox lead. It's 8-4 Salem. They look to add a little bit of insurance in the bottom of the eighth inning. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Bottom of the eighth inning, an opportunity for Salem to add a little bit more comfort to their lead as Nathan Hickey watches the first pitch come down the middle for strike number one. Three consecutive scoreless half innings for the Red Sox, but thanks to their early offense, still hold on to a four-run advantage. 0-1 pitch out to right field, moving back to the warning track and making the grab is the right fielder of Cole Rodura. For a moment there, the way it came off the barrel of Nathan Hickey, thought that ball was going to go for a ride out towards right field, but it stayed within the facility, and a quick out for the pitcher of Myrtle Beach and Yozan Okendo. And now we'll see Blaze Jordan first pitch pops it up. Jordan hoping that gets out of play, and it does, about six rows behind home plate in the seating area. Well, this Myrtle Beach squad, statistically speaking, as a pitching department, is one of the best in the Carolina League. They have the lowest ERA, they have the most strikeouts in the league, and they've given up the least amount of home runs as Jordan watches the 0-1 pitch come down the middle for strike number two. I mean, if there's categories you want to win at, those are places you want to be at, right? Getting the most strikeouts, eliminating the long ball, and keeping runs from coming across home. Jordan will hit the 0-2 pitch well down the left field line, but will go foul. So we'll stay at 0-2. Jordan today, 1-4. Kevin mentioned it. Blaze Jordan has an opportunity in May to really get his season in a roll. He had a good start in the month of May in the last game of the season between Lynchburg and Salem. And today, 1-4, not too bad, as the 0-2 pitch is hit to the left side of the infield, scooped up by Made, throw over to first in time for out number two. Excellent defensive play, is able to turn the 6-3 for out number two. So once again, Okendo, five straight retired batters against the Salem Red Sox. He's dealing right now. It looks to go back-to-back 1-2-3 innings as we see Eduardo Lopez come to the plate. Base paths are clear. And Okendo's first pitch is low and outside for ball number one. Lopez today has had a good showing. He is 2-4 with a pair of singles. One in the third, one in the fourth inning. He'll watch the 1-0 pitch, just missing. We look at Myrtle Beach. They have coming up in their order. We'll see the bottom half of it as Lopez fouls off the 2-1 pitch on a grounder down the first base line. See Malcolm Quintero, Miguel Ferrizo, and Renigo Preciato. So 6, 7, and 8. Coming up, we'll see if Cepeda comes out for another inning of work. 2-1 pitch, slow grounder, goes over the pitcher's glove, scooped up by the second baseman, and could not make the play over at first. Preciato came charging in and tried to scoop the baseball and make the throw to first, but he got the scoop, but the transfer between the glove and his right hand wasn't as smooth as he wanted it to be, and Eduardo Lopez safely gets to first base. And folks, I think they're going to count that as a single. I thought that was going to be an E4, but the scoreboard out in left field says hit number 13 as the first pitch from O'Neill goes outside for ball number one. So it is a single for Lopez, his third of the game. He now improves to 3-5 on this 11:05 first pitch time. 1-0 pitch, that goes well over the glove of Quintero, and Lopez will have no doubt at getting over to second. Okendo just pitch slipped out of the hand. It's going with fastball, and it just stayed upstairs all the way. It didn't hit the ground before it hit the backstop behind home plate. So Lopez moves from first to second, gets into scoring position in a 2-0 count for Nico Cavadas. 0-2 on the day. The designated hitter for Salem, as he'll sit on the 2-0, goes upstairs for ball number three. So Gavadas with a great lead in the at-bat. We'll see Tyler Miller possibly in this inning as he awaits on deck. Two outs in this top bottom of the eighth, an 8-4 Salem Red Sox lead. And Gavadas will hold on the 3-0, misses upstairs. It's a four-pitch walk for Nico Gavadas, and now runners on first and second with two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Time is called as the catcher, Quintero, wants to go talk up with his pitcher, Oquendo. Just a conversation between the battery, no pitching coach, no infield. And for Salem this year, they have struggled a bit against teams that rank above 500 in the wins and losses category. As Oquendo's first pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. But Myrtle Beach, folks, is the best team in the Carolina League. They're 9 games above 500. They've won 10 of their last 11. And Oquendo will fire the 1-0 pitch. Miller fouls his off slow roller down the first baseline. Brings the count to 1-1. But if this is the way that Salem is going to continue to see some great success, I mean, a 2-0 win against Lynchburg on Sunday. 1-1 pitch from Oquendo, once again fouled, rolls over by the on-deck circle by the Myrtle Beach dugout. And now Miller is down in the count, 1-2. So Eduardo Lopez at second base, Nico Gavadas at first, 1-2 pitch to Miller, and once again fouled off a slow roller down the first baseline. 3 straight times we see Miller just a little bit early on the swing. But he's getting closer each time where the ball is landing when it comes relative to foul territory. Miller is 0-2 on the day, looking to get that first hit, and if he's able to do so, it probably extends the Salem Red Sox lead. 1-2 pitch. Oquendo fires and once again fouled by Tyler Miller. And a nice battle we've seen so far between the right-hander pitcher and Oquendo and the left-handed batter of Miller. Eduardo Vaughn awaits on deck. And if Miller is able to prevail in the battle, we'll get to see the right fielder who bats ninth in the order for Salem. 4 straight foul balls by Tyler Miller. He is down 1-2 in the count. Oquendo sets, and he fires away, and once again fouled by Miller, this time into the net behind the plate. One of the better battles we have seen today. And Miller just using that barrel and trying to stay alive. Trying to get a little bit more on the RBI category as well. 8 RBIs on the season. 1-2 pitch, another foul ball by Tyler Miller. 6 times he has tried to get Miller to swing and miss, but he just can't find that pitch. Miller doing an excellent job as well. Anything close to the zone, he's going to take a swing at it. 1-2 pitch. Oquendo fires. Lopez is on a go, and Miller misses for strike number 3. So after that, Oquendo wins the battle. He keeps this as an 8-4 ball game, and Myrtle Beach is down to their last chance in the top of the ninth inning as they trail 8-4 while the Salem Red Sox are down, are 3 outs away at starting off the week with a win. There'll be a new pitcher on the mound for the Salem Red Sox. We'll get you that information and more when we come back on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Three outs to go for the Salem Red Sox as they try to get their first win at home in the month of May. Alexander Montero is on the mound looking to get the save. And in with the play-by-play.
8-4 the score. Red Sox, again, trying to win two straight and win game one of the series. Montero delivers the first pitch, and it's low for ball one. Next one swung on and missed. And it's one ball and one strike. That one's line drive down the first baseline. It's foul. And it's one ball, two strikes. So Alexander Montero comes in with a 7.88 ERA. He'll face Malcolm Quintero here. Miguel Fabrizio and then Reginald Preciado. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. And the Red Sox have one away here in the top of the ninth. That brings up Miguel Fabrizio. 1-for-3 today. Singled in the seventh. A couple of ground outs prior. And an 8-4 game. First one on the way. Upstairs and out, about belt high for ball one. Montero in a non-save situation. Next one is swung on and missed. It's 1-1. The Pelicans did get three back in the seventh and eighth. Unanswered by the Sox. Still trying to battle back. Here's the 1-1. Popped up left side, giving chase is Jordan. He's in foul ground. Now comes to a stop and makes the catch for out number two. And the Pelicans are down to their final out. Remember, this is a team that won 10 out of the last 11. Red Sox trending in the opposite direction, losing 8 out of their last 10. And now the Sox, a chance to take game one from right now the best team in the Carolina League. Hot shot down the first baseline. It's a fair ball. Preciado has extra bases. That one, and he'll halt there. And it's a two-out double that keeps Myrtle Beach alive. That's the first hit for Preciado today. And it brings Ezekiel Pagan to the plate. So Pagan today, a couple of strikeouts and a walk back in the sixth. It's only time aboard today. As Montero tries to finish things up here for the Sox. Runner on second, two outs. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul tip back to the screen. And it's nothing and one. Montero toes the rubber again. Salem trying to win two straight in game one of the series here against Myrtle Beach. The 0-1. Popped up foul, and Myrtle Beach is down to their final strike. Big games offensively today for Brenner Bonacci. 2-for-5 day, 4 RBIs. Edinson Paulino, 4 hits for him in 5 tries. And Eduardo Lopez, 3 hits in 4 tries. The 0-2 fouled off first base side. RBIs also come from Tyler Miller, Eduardo Vaughn, Miguel Ugueto. Red Sox, excellent pitching outing from Tyler Uberstein, who will be the Blue Eagle Credit Union player of the game. We'll have the interview post-game on social media. 0-2. Off the inside, part of the back. Ground ball left side. Paulino scoops it up to throw to first in time for out number three. The Red Sox are victorious on two straight occasions, this time taking down the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. We'll have your post-game remarks here on MILB TV. Once again, the Red Sox are victorious.